So, your daily spiritual practice at this point might include meditation. But I'd like you to either add meditation or to take a look at deepening the experience. Now, usually when I hear people talk about meditation who say, I can't do it, they say something like this, I can't turn off my thoughts. That is already meditation. The whole idea here is to separate you from your thoughts. So the very fact that implicit in that statement, I can't turn off my thoughts, is the recognition that I and my thoughts are two different things. They're a little close together, yes. Not the greatest meditation, yes. But that's meditation. And that's what we're looking for here. That separation of us from our thoughts, okay? That's it. So, becoming aware of this. One of my favorite thoughts on this is the saying, you can't slap down the waves. Don't try to stop your thoughts, right? Don't slap them down. You're not going to be successful, and that's not the point. The point is to step back from your thoughts. Let your thoughts be over here. You just step back from there. Even if they're buzzing around, swirling, you just step back. Even if they're angry, defensive, sad, whatever. Even if they're happy, joyous, you just step back. Look at your thoughts over there. You just step back and watch them. Okay? That's meditation. That's separation. Now, there are a lot of meditation techniques, but the techniques are just that, techniques. They aren't meditation itself. So there are a lot of various ways you could get into things, but let's just keep things simple unless you have some attachment to some other process, okay? And the easiest thing is simply to watch your breath. Watch your breath. You don't have to count. You don't have to do any special kind of breathing. Just instead of watching, you know, worrying about what you're thinking, just watch your breath. I'm inhaling. I'm exhaling. I'm inhaling. I'm exhaling. That's it. Okay? And you don't have to think anything about it. You just watch. Just watch. Just be present. Just breathe. Okay? Just breathe. Just be there. For some people, they have trouble sitting and they go for a walk. That's perfectly fine. As long as you're mindful, okay? If for me, going for a walk, I start thinking of all kinds of different other things. You know, if I have to go for a 6 or 8 hour walk before that starts to be meditative for me. But that's just me. If it works for you, great. In fact, Zen meditation practice typically rotates between sitting and walking. Okay? The idea is just to be mindful, to be where you are. And the same thing applies to anything. One of my favorite sayings on this, somebody said, one of my friends likes to say, look to your feet. Where are your feet? That's where yours should be. That's where your attention should be. So if you're washing the dishes and your mind is 100 other places, just say to yourself, I'm washing the dishes. I'm washing the dishes. I'm washing the dishes. I'm washing the dishes. If you're outside mowing the lawn, just focus and say to yourself, I'm mowing the lawn. I'm mowing the lawn. I'm mowing the lawn. And just be aware of where you are and what you're doing and not in 100 other places in your thoughts. After a while, your mind will recognize its attempt at distraction is futile and give up. Okay? And be patient. It'll take a while. It's not going to happen in a day. Okay? Exercise helps too, because overall everything is flowing. But the main thing is just step back from your thoughts. I have found that doing morning readings helps. I read a 365 Taoist book every morning. It just gets things off into a clear start. You might find that helps too. For a long time, I did an evening meditation to get rid of all the various thought attachments that I'd picked up during the day. I called it the octopus meditation. And I would picture all these different attachments as tentacles. And one by one, I would mentally take the tentacle and remove it. Here's this thing that happened I'm attached to. Let me just kind of remove this. Let me remove this one, this one. And joyous things and anything else that I had attachments to. Just remove them one by one. At first, there was a lot. Later, there were fewer of them. And eventually, I started to recognize during the day, I don't want to pick this up. I'll just have to remove it later. And bingo, we start becoming more aware. whatever it is you do, daily practice is crucial here. Okay, the benefits of this will build over time. There are other ways to access understanding outside of our mind. Napoleon Hill talked about mastermind groups, literally that the group of you has a mind that is bigger and more capable than yours individually. Okay, it's another way to get outside of ourselves other than trapped in our own thoughts. Whether you walk or sit, one thing you don't want to do in meditation, unless there's some physical limitation, is don't lay down. Lying down is for sleeping, and that's the signal that you give yourself, and that's not the focus here. Sleep is important, but here we want to be mindful and aware, okay? Of just noticing. You're not connected to your thoughts, but you're noticing and aware. That's it, okay? And also using the positive mental mindset. This is another important role of gratitude. Gratitude helps to keep us in the now. I start noticing what's here right now. I start appreciating what's here right now. I like being here in appreciation with it right now. Okay? And you are now off the wheel. You're in the present. You're aware. So this is the goal. So again, this week's homework, go back through everything from weeks 1, 2, and 3, all those exercises, fill in any gaps. Okay, go back through and, you know, a little bit more emphasis on blessings, but just become aware of things, flesh things out, and in meditation, the key thing, decide how you're going to do it. If you can't decide, just sit, which I recommend. As long as your back is straight, it doesn't have to be lotus position. I like lotus position, but it doesn't have to be. Close your eyes, just notice your breath, and just watch your thoughts. Do not identify with them. Just let them swirl. Let them do what they're going to do. Let them settle. Doesn't matter. Has nothing to do with you. Okay? That's the lesson. That's what we want to practice this week. You're not your thoughts. Okay? Two entirely different processes. You should not be serving your thoughts. Your thoughts should be serving you when you're ready to do it. Otherwise, you know, the falcon is flying the falconer. All right? So that's the focus here, and I wish everybody a good week, and be kind to yourselves, okay? Love yourself, and I'll talk to you next week. All right. Take care.